This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time at the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn. Fresh-faced Nardwar, the human serviette, comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim. This is Rocket from Russia on CITR. And as Chris Horrific, sorry, just talked a story about Nardwar. Here's a song by Nardwar. The band called The Evaporators. I hate being late when I am early. You listen to Rocket from Russia. Hello, hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocking It from Russia. Great, this is going great so far. I just opened the show with a song by the band called The Evaporators. It was a song called Busy Doing Nothing from the compilation which was released by Nardwar in 2012. And the reason I played the song is because Happy Fun Drive. The Fun Drive starts today at 12 o'clock with Dunkin' Donuts. Fun Drive is an annual event when CITR asks the listeners, yourself, to help out financially if you can to help the station to operate and keep broadcasting quality radio content for yourself. So I'll do my show next week, but like I said, the fun drive starts today at 12 o'clock. All right, let's start. Let's start playing some music. I will play. Let's start with some new music. The Canadian band called Pop released a brand new album. It's gonna be out, I believe, in April. But they released a new song. It's called "Robot Writes a Love Song." And how about we listen to the song? You listen to Rocket from Russia. This is Pop with "Robot Writes a Love Song."
Slow decline. Думаю, что будет впереди. сохранить огонь, который был внутри. Мы с тобой пытались, как могли.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR, my name is Russian Tim, this radio program is called Rocket from Russia, and I'm playing you some punk rock music on the radio waves of CITR.ca and 101.9 FM. We just heard a block of new music, let's go over the songs to be organized. The opening track was by the band called Pop. They have a new album which will be out in April, it's called The Unraveling of Pop the Band, and we heard a song, one of the singles, I guess, from this album, which the band released before the actual release came out. It was called Robot Writes a Love Song. Now, to be honest, I'm not very ecstatic about the sound and the sound of the band decided, looks like, for this album, but that opinion doesn't matter, because as long as they had fun, and according to their interviews, they really had fun recording the album, that's what matters. So The Unraveling of Pop the Band comes out on April 1st. Then we heard a band called Audio Karate. They released an album of rarities which is called Otra, and we heard a song called Lovely Residence. After that we heard a band called Grumpster. They are new, brand new signing on the record label Pure Noise. They added a song called Crash. And the final band was from Russia. That was a band called Pochtovaya Sluzhba Bangkoka, that means that the post service of Bangkok, and that was a song called Na Pamyat, which is a new title track from their EP. I really, really like this song, and they sing in Russian, which I understand every single word what they say, which is unique for me when I listen to music. Alright, let's continue with the international post-Soviet Union feel of the show. The reason for that is because I don't really get into politics, and I don't really like politics, I'm not interested, but there were disagreement between Russia and Ukraine, and to me this is weird, because I was born still in Soviet Union, and I was brought up that, you know, Ukraine is like kind of part of our country, it's kind of like, I don't know, Quebec or Manitoba for Canadians, like that's just a part of the country. Yes, it's a bit in a different area of the country, and maybe different traditions, different pronunciation, even different language, but at the same time those were the people who were part of my country, and recently there's obviously been some political and the stuff which I don't really want to get in, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because today is a quite cool sporting event happening. Russia and Ukraine were on purpose made not to play in any major tournaments. For example, I follow football, and on purpose every time when Russia and Ukraine in the same tournament, they put in different sides of the playoffs, so they can't potentially meet. The same was done this year for the futsal tournament, the Futsal World Cup, which is happening right now in Amsterdam, I believe. And today, Russia and Ukraine will play in semifinals. So they did everything, the organizer did everything to prevent this from happening. But because both teams did well, they are playing today. I'm going to watch this game. I'm very, very excited about it. And what I decided to do to kind of, like, you know, sport sometimes has the mission of unionizing people And I believe in that, that sport can union people and can people put people together. So I decided to play two songs from Ukrainian bands and two songs from Russian bands just to show the unity, to show that we are still people, we still like each other, and all this politics doesn't really matter, especially when we talk about music. I'll play you some of my favorite songs. We'll start with the band. We started in Ukraine, in Kharkov, and then they spent quite a bit of time in Russia playing music as well. They're called Petnitsa, which in Russian means Friday, and the song is called Nateni. You listen to Rocket from Russia. This is Petnitsa with a song called Nateni.
Наступили, то наступили, кругом обступили, ногой наступили на нас. Пили, тупили, кутили, мутили, жили, кружили, как в первый раз. Начали, качали, потом отвечали, но что-то другое, не то, что начали. Делали, 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 недели, но нам ли быть в печали.
Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон.
Такая зараза,
миллион три раза.
А ты постучи. Если не хочешь бороться, не надо включить телевизор, сиди и дрочи. На ящик под уровнем договоры, запары, запоры, заборы колючие.
Темные тучи.
Мониторы, моторы, времени, воры, несчастные случаи. Фракции, акции, фрикции, фикции, коммуникации. Нету вакцины, но есть только цены. Вакцина евро, кто будет первым? Игры на нервах.
Грязные войны.
Чистые деньги героев уродуют. На постаментах менты догоняют, как запах моментов.
В мире иллюзий, пять элементов.
Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон. Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон.
Натяни на голову гандон, есть такой закон, проверено железно. Сопротивление бесполезно, есть право налево.
Право.
На хранение?
Молчание, мы не отвечаем.
Зеленого чая?
А есть что-нибудь?
От отчаяния, ни ты, ни он, ни рвана. Кому-то банан, кому-то кожура от банана. Do you wanna?
Нет!
Есть слово надо. Ради идеи или ради шоколада. Кто-то открывает рот, кто-то оголяет зад. Кому-то на час вперед, кому-то на час назад. Но завтра не будет, вчера уже было. Любите маму, мойте руки мылом.
Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон, это от ума, это Вавилон. Натяни на голову гандон.
Всех кружках и бутылках храпят. Выдохлось пиво, портвейн помутнел, и хлеб, оставшись на столе, уже зачерствел. И солнце уже встало, друзья разошлись. Приятная усталость, и мы снова одни. И то, что нам осталось, посмотри. Немного смерти и немного любви. Немного смерти и немного любви. Еды больше нету и выпивки нет. Я пойду пожарю зачерствевший хлеб. Воды студеной из-под крана вдоволь попью. И раз разбужу тебя, чтобы сказать, что люблю. Что солнце уже встало, друзья разошлись. Приятная усталость зимы снова одни. И то, что нам осталось, посмотри. Немного смерти и немного любви. Немного смерти и немного любви. Смерти и немного любви, немного смерти и немного любви. Yeah. Oh, как тяжело и надо идти за огненной водой, тут как ни крути, но фокус рюмочка две, три, два. Смотри, тебе нет смерти, а есть много любви. Совсем нет смерти, а есть много любви. Смотри, нет смерти, а есть много любви.
Thank you. мамба, мамба, хуямба. Уа! А вы хотите песен, да? Их есть у меня. Давай. Я переору любого соловья. Давай. Я старый металлист, тусовщик и стиляга. А сейчас будет злая и матерая соляга. Учите песен, их есть у меня. И пусть я пьяный в жопу, как последняя свинья. И пусть уже давно не стоит моя шняга. А сейчас будет злая и матерая залега.
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR, this is Rocket from Russia. I'm playing new international and local punk rock for you on CITR from 9 to 10 a.m. every Thursday. I played you a block of Russian and Ukrainian music. The reason for that is because of in the light of recent political events, which I don't enjoy when Russia and Ukraine are fighting. There is going to be a football match today. It's actually a futsal. It's like indoor football between Russia and Ukraine, which I hope will unify. And amongst most of sports fans, we see this event, this football game, as a unifying event. And hopefully those crazy politicians will stop fighting and normal people can live peacefully again. I played you two songs by Ukrainian bands and two songs by Russian bands. So let's start going over. The opening track was by the band called Petnitsa. That was a song called Natini. I started googling the song pretty much. I wanted to see how what's the best better way to spell that in English, and I found a wiki article which talked about the song. A song called Natini was featured on American Idol season 16 episode 2 March 2018 in the US on ABC television when sung by Idol contest Misha Gantar. Although the judges were intrigued by his Ukrainian rap, he was not invited to continue in the competition. So the Misha impressed them but didn't make it to the next round. But the song is great. It's really good. Like, that was the opening acoustic song. All the sounds which the band makes, and there's quite a lot of weird sounds happening done either by guitar or their mouths, kind of like the Rage Against the Machine approach. But yeah, then we heard a band called Billy's Band. They're from St. Petersburg. That was a song called Немного смерти, немного любви. Then we heard a band from Ukraine, from Kyiv. They called Вопли Віда Плясова, and that was a song called День народження. That was a kind of like a remix version. And the final track was by the band called Leningrad, from Leningrad, or also known as St. Petersburg. And that was a song called Бамба, Намба, Хуямба, from the album called Для Миллионов. Good, good. All right, so we completed the block of international music. Now let's move on, and I'll play you some local music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll start with a band called Wrong. They are playing a show at the Rake Show on February 17th with Strange Breed, and I'd like to play their song from the compilation which came out it came out last year. Let me take a look. It did. It's a compilation from By the Squamish Punk Night. This is the Squamish promoters from our friends from the band Anonymericans. And they released the compilation and invited a whole bunch of local bands in that awesome compilation, which is available through their Bandcamp page, which is called Squamish Punk Night. So I'll play you a song by Wrong. That's a song from this compilation. The song is called 10, 12, 13. Let's do it. You're listening to Rocket from Russia. And this is Wrong with 10, 12 and 13.
You're the
Hello, that was weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Thank you so much for listening. That was great. That was block of local music which I just played for you. And let's go over the bands from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, which we heard songs by. The opening track was by the band called Wrong. That was a song called 10, 12, 13. And Wrong are playing their show at the Rickshaw on February 17th. They are opening for the band called Strange Breed. Then we heard a band called Stranded Hikers. They released a new EP called Escape in the end of last year, in December, and that was the title track. And the final track was by Balkan Schmalkan. That was Mahala Geska from the compilation Vancouver Volume 3. Alright, this is it. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the punk rock music which I played for you. As always, new international and local music on this radio show. The fun drive is next week. Sorry, the fun drive starts today, 12 o'clock. My fun drive show will be next week, next Thursday. And fun drive is an important event for the station as we ask for your support, financial and moral, to keep the station running, to keep the programming going continuously. So that is an important event for our station. And if you can, could you please help us out and donate and get some fun prizes in exchange for that. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim. Have a super, super weekend. And I'll finish the show with a song by the band called Rebel Spell. That's a track called They Know, the song which I really, really do like. And unfortunately, the Rebel Spell are no more, but they left their great music behind it, and this is one of my favorite songs by this band. Thanks so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia, and this is Rebel Spell with They Know. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Thank you. jump aboard.